All right. Well, if running one marathon seems like a challenge, imagine running seven in seven consecutive days on seven continents. That's what Belmont native Becca Peasy is planning to do, starting January 23rd in the World Marathon Challenge. She'll start in the Antarctic Circle, where she'll run for 26.2 miles, and the next day she'll do it again in Chile, then Miami, then Madrid, then Morocco, Dubai, and finally Sydney, where it will be summer. She hopes to be the first American woman ever to finish the race. But before all her globetrotting, she joins us in our studio. And Becca Peasy, welcome to Radio Boston. It's good to have you.
Hi, Anthony. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's really exciting. So are you expecting this to be fun or painful?
Probably a little bit of both. I'm definitely looking forward to the challenge. And I love to run and I love to travel. So definitely looking forward to doing a little bit of both.
So I think in this city, a lot of us have some idea what is involved in training for a marathon. But training for seven straight marathons and circling the globe to go to seven different continents has to involve a different kind of training regime.
I'm definitely running about 70 to 100 miles a week, and there's 7 days of running, and then in the morning before my daughter wakes up, and then
before your daughter wakes up. And my guess is she doesn't wake up that late, right?
No, I have to get her up and ready for school. And then in the afternoon, the evening actually, there's CrossFit or personal training or yoga for runners. So there's running plus something every day. And if I don't have a plus something, then I run again.
Wow, that's amazing. So you're going to run a marathon in Antarctica. Tell me what's involved with that. Because I mean, I assume cold weather, right? This has to be a factor.
I do. I have great gear, and I have negative temperature running gear and yak tracks, and a little bit different from what we're used to. But basically, we had a tough winter last year, and it will be very similar to that. And I got through that, so I'm expecting to get through this.
Yeah. So Antarctica, so having a run through the Boston winter of 2015, Antarctica is not a big deal.
It won't be as bad. We'll still be in the negatives, but shouldn't be too much worse.
Now, what's interesting is, so you start, your first marathon is in Antarctica. 7 days later, you're running in Sydney, where, of course, in Sydney, Australia, where, of course, it's summer. Mm-hmm. So do you have to do a different kind of training to get ready for that?
I run on the treadmills, so I do it all. I run outside in the morning and then on the treadmill at night, so it's back-to-back runs and running in the morning, running at night, running in the morning. So that's what I'm doing to prepare for it.
Now, in the midst of all this, of course, you have to deal with jet lag.
Yeah.
Have you done any kind of training where you've had to circle the globe like this and keep running as you advance around the globe?
No, it's going to be 183 miles of running and flying about 32,000, which is 70 hours in the week, in the 70 hours in the 7 days. So it's going to be run, eat, sleep, repeat until I cross the finish line in Australia.
Incredible. So tell me what drew you to this competition. It sounds so grueling, but what an accomplishment if you do it, and we wish you all the best. But what drew you to this challenge?
I run to inspire, and it's an opportunity for me to show the world that anything that you put your mind to is possible.
Yeah. And what about, and you have a young daughter, you mentioned, right? You're a single mom. What are you hoping that she takes away from this challenge?
My daughter's 8 years old. She's definitely my biggest fan. She says, "Mommy, finish strong." She just made me a plaque with a globe on it and says, "Mommy, finish strong." And it's a goal of mine to show Taylor how important it is to believe in yourself.
Yeah. Now, will she be accompanying you or staying home?
She's staying home. She has school. But I definitely plan to Skype with her every single day.
Now, you'd be the first American woman to finish this race, right?
Right.
And only the second, to win the race or to finish the race?
No, to finish the
to
race.
Actually
to
finish.
Actually finish.
Wow.
Would be the first American female.
So that, what's the best way to describe why that is so? I mean, what is the challenge of this?
Making history. Yeah. It's important.
Yeah. But I mean, why is it so hard for people in the past who have tried to do it who haven't finished?
I mean, I basically think that it's a $36,000 price tag, which is, if you ask me, not a lot to once you divide up the continents. And I have the most unbelievable, generous sponsors, Lionwah Auto Group, Ultima Replenisher, and Dr. Cool Recovery. And they take off the stress of having to raise the money.
All right. Well, Becca Peasy, she's a 35-year-old runner from Belmont. She'll be competing next month in the 2016 World Marathon Challenge. Seven marathons on seven continents over seven consecutive days. Becca, good luck and Happy New Year.
Thank you very much.
And that's it for today, folks. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again for more Radio Boston tomorrow.